Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue examining Psalm, the seventh Psalm. And so we're going to pick it up in the 10th verse. Maybe we'll get through the Psalm today. I'm not sure. Remember, David had just asked God to do something, okay, to deal with the wicked, to deal with the evil of the wicked. And he acknowledged that God established the righteousness, and he does so by testing their minds and their hearts. Now, verse 10 says this, "My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart." So he's declaring again that the Lord is the one who saves, that the Lord is his shield, and he saves the upright in heart. Verse 11, "God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day." Well, that's interesting. Indignation, what is that? I mean, and this gets sort of wild right here, some things we don't often want to think about. God is righteous. Okay, we're cool with that. But over in the little book of Nahum, in the first chapter, there's a couple of verses that tell us some things, and sometimes people have a hard time with this, but it's the truth. Listen to it. Nahum chapter 1, verse 2 says this, "The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies." Then down in verse 6, "Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and rocks are broken into pieces by him." And people go, "Well, I can't believe, I can't worship a God. I don't believe in a God that's like that." Often you'll run into things where people will say that this is the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament is not like that. Well, that's just foolishness, okay? The problem arises in that we superimpose how we are and who we are upon who God is. And so when it says that the Lord is a jealous and avenging God, we think that he is jealousy motivated by sin. We think it's avenging motivated by sin. We think it's wrath motivated by sin. And when the Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries, when he pours forth wrath upon his enemies, that is motivated by the same kind of heart we have when we do that. And nothing could be further from the truth, because God is jealous and avenging, and he brings forth vengeance and wrath upon his adversaries without sin. It is pure justice. It is pure rightness, pure righteousness. God is the one who does this. So God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. He is holding back his judgment, his vengeance, his wrathfulness until the fullness of mankind is brought into salvation, but he's righteous in doing it. Verse 12, I'm back on Psalm 7. "If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts." So if a man doesn't repent, God's already ready. He's ready. He has a sword. He has the arrow. The arrow, the bow and arrow, the bow is bent, and the arrow, the fiery arrows, are prepared. The Lord has prepared his deadly weapons. In other words, the Lord has already prepared what the outcome and what the judgment will be for those who do not repent. Verse 14, he picks up the wicked man again that we saw earlier in the psalm. He says, "Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies." And there's all sorts of scripture that talks about this, from Job to Isaiah to James, that talks about what the evil man does. James 1:15 says this, "Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." This is what happens to the wicked. When he conceives evil, he becomes pregnant with mischief and he gives birth to lies. Well, what's going to be the ultimate outcome of the wicked man, the man who conceives evil? Well, we get a little short synopsis here in Psalm 7:15. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into a hole that he has made. We're going to see this type of reference even more in the Psalms and in the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The bottom line is exactly what it says right here, that the very pit that the man, the wicked man, is digging out, he's going to fall into it himself. He's going to fall into the hole that he has made. We've actually got phrases within our language related to that. Digging himself a pit, digging himself a hole, that's where that comes from. Verse 16 says this, his mischief, this is the wicked man, his mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. In other words, what he is doing is going to come back upon him. That mischief he's doing is going to land on his own head. The violence that he's doing is going to land on his own skull. In other words, he's going to crack his own head open and fall into the hole that he has made. God will deal with the man who does not repent, with the wicked man who conceives evil. David is declaring this. David has to remind himself of this, okay? Because we're going to see many, many psalms when he's crying out to the Lord, like he did here, saying, Lord, I take refuge in me, in you. Save me from all my pursuers. Deliver me. And he's going to say, how long, O Lord, how long? But he reminds himself, the Lord is going to deal with him. Then, the last verse of Psalm 7. If a man, let me jump down here. 16th verse, I'll pick it up there. His mischief returns upon his own head, and his own skull, his violence descends. Then 17, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. And this is one of these psalms that we're going to see, we've already seen, and we're going to see more, where David will sit there and bring something before the Lord he's concerned about, and he's crying out to the Lord, and he's reminding himself of the Lord, and he's saying this, and he's saying that, and he finally gets to the end, he says, you know what? I'm going to give thanks to the Lord. I'm going to give the Lord the thanks due his righteousness, because I know that he does what is right. And he says, you know what? I'm going to sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High, the name of the Lord, that thing that describes all that God is, that entails everything about God and his character. I'm going to sing praise to the name of the Lord. Later on, we'll see some verses where he's wailing and crying and moaning, and then he'll finally say, hey, why are you in despair, my soul? Put your hope in God. So this is a good word for us. It's okay to bring things before God. It's okay to wonder. It's okay to go through all the emotions that we've seen up just through these first seven Psalms. But always allow the Spirit to draw you back, to draw you back to what you know. Yes, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness. Yes, I will sing praise to the name of the Lord. Do that. Even in the midst, especially in the midst of the challenging, troubling times. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.